Hello, and welcome to Textual Tension. I'm your co-host, Rachel, and every other week I jump in here before the actual show to give you all of the cool, pertinent information you might need about what's going on in our little universe, because I know you really do care. I'm aware of that. And you know what? I live to serve. So, we'll make this nice and fast and get you to the good stuff. Hey, did you guys know we have social media? It's true. We have a lot of them. Actually, we're on all the major social media platforms at Textual Tension Pod. We also have a website at textualtensionpod.com, a TeePublic. If you search for Textual Tension, you'll find that there. And a Patreon at patreon.com/textualtension. If you go over to that Patreon, you'll find all sorts of cool stuff. We have all kinds of neat little extra stuff over there. And actually, maybe there's an announcement coming up regarding it. Maybe. I'll never tell. Until next episode when I do tell you. But things are getting real, y'all, and it's super exciting. So hey, drop us a line. Reach out to us. All that kind of stuff. We live off of your guys' book recommendations. So if you have one, hit us up with it. We want to hear about it. Margie or I will read it and it'll be a blast. And we love to tell you about your favorite book. You know, because you don't already know about it. And hey, you know, the biggest reason we like to learn from you guys, or hear from you guys, is because we like to be friends with you. And speaking of friends, because I'm a goddamn professional, and that was a awesome segue, fight me, we have a friend that we would like to plug to you guys. We think you would really love it. Hey, you guys should go check out Cold Storage. We have had Savannah from Cold Storage on the podcast in the past, and we do talk about it a lot. But hey, y'all, it dropped. It is officially out, and guys, it's real good. It's so good. Like, I'll admit, honestly, I'm not usually a audio drama kind of person. Y'all, it's good. You need to go check it out. If you are curious what that is, and you may be asking, Rachel, what is Cold Storage? Well, stick around to the end of this episode to hear the trailer for it. It will play after our outro music. So stick around for that. It'll tell you all about it, and it's incredible because I can't do it justice. So I can tell you it is sci-fi. There's a little bit of horror in that bad boy, and it's real good. So go check that out. And I think that's it, actually, on my end. Gosh, I feel like this is getting faster and easier. Hey-o, every time. So, without further ado, here is your romance novel wisdom. Guys, condoms are always a good idea, no matter what unholy form you choose to take that night. Whether it be vampire, werewolf, literal demon. We've had all of those, so, you know, condoms, my people. Remember them. And without further ado, let me introduce episode 58, Scientology Fanfiction. Oh, love, tearing me apart from the inside out so I can see myself from the inside.
Hello, and welcome to Textual Tension.
Hi.
A love-hate relationship with romance novels. I am your co-host, Margie.
And I'm your co-host, Rachel.
Every other week, one of us reads and summarizes a romance novel for the other unsuspecting co-host. This week it's Rachel.
I'm listening in,
and
y'all.
Also Betsy, who's she's very here.
She is a la a gargoyle perched on the back of my chair.
Yeah, but she's been all over the place.
Yeah, all over the damn place.
She's really living her life. Mm-hmm. But all together we unpack
what the fuck just happened.
You may notice, listeners, we're finally together again.
We are. So much went into this moment.
Yes. So much heartache.
Yes, I know. I was upset, right? Too.
Yeah, I know.
I
even Zach was texting me, and I was like, whoa.
I mean, like, there was quarantine. Margie joined a weird experimental science experiment where she got the vaccine.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, and also, like, wings and superpowers.
Yeah, you're part dragon now.
Yeah, I'm part dragon, which is great. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's chill, but, like, mm-hmm. unexpected. Mm-hmm. Unexpected benefits. Yeah. Thanks, AstraZeneca.
So now we are sitting in the recording cave. Bitsy's hitting me in the face with her tail, mm-hmm. and we have the fireplace going.
We do.
And
there's so much sexual tension.
What are you doing?
There's so much sexual tension. She wants so much attention. She's unhappy because she doesn't know me.
She just put her literal asshole on my head.
She did not. I've been watching.
A kiss.
From the asshole.
From the asshole.
Oh, you're going to get kisses in more places than that with this book.
Y'all, okay, I'm so excited about this because I have no idea what Margie and my husband have been talking about for the past week, but at one point, Zach just said, well, Margie's figured out my kink, and I don't know what that means. Oh, no.
I've discovered some new things about Zach this week.
Okay, well, yeah. I hope I can learn about it, too.
And listen, so, like, a little bit of, before we get into this book, I do want to shout out, we have a couple of people who have sent us books that I am going to get to, I promise, but I couldn't do it this time, just because one of them was too long. So, Ice Wizard, I promise I'm going to get to your book.
I thought that was the name of the book for a second.
No,
like, sounds
no,
awesome.
that's their name. They go by Ice Wizard. I do have your book. I am going
to
read
Ice Wizard?
It.
That is a fucking kick-ass name. I love it.
It is very cool. And Elena, which is every time I say Elena, I'm sorry. I think Vampire Diaries. And then my brain goes to Damon. And I'm like, Damon Salvatore. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm in a whole other place. Anyway, I am getting to your books, but I couldn't do it this time. They are coming, though. Anyway, so, but I wanted to explain how I found this book. I was very determined.
Uh-huh.
Because I, for our Patreon listeners, over Halloween, you know that I did a werewolf one for our special episode.
Hell yeah.
But that was not the werewolf book that I had wanted to read. Like, I accidentally downloaded that one from the library because I thought that I was downloading a different one. Yeah. Yeah. Your face.
Is this the multiple werewolf one?
It's another multiple werewolf
one.
There's more than one. So, Rachel, I'm going to pass this book to you now.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ménage amour.
Okay, Siren Publishing. Jesus. So this book is called Captive, Black Wolf Gorge number 3.
Three,
by Gail Stanley, and
oh, Gail.
Oh, okay. So, the bottom half of this cover looks to be like ruins or like I'm thinking like Turkey, and I don't know if that's right.
No, New Mexico, close.
That does not look like. Okay, sure. I was gonna say like ruins of a city and like. Turkey or like ancient Persia, but
right.
No. Okay, fucking New Mexico. Why not? And then the top half is a woman with her head like back, like
in ecstasy.
Sure.
Yeah.
She has no emotion on her face.
You only see half of her head.
You can see her mouth though, and it's just flatlined.
Yeah.
And she looks like, I'm assuming she had a shirt on at one point, but it's like, It must have buttoned in the back for the way that she has it down over her breasts right now.
Oh, also, there is nipple in that picture. There is nipple. There's female nipple.
There.
Barely. There's like a tiny bit of, a nip slip.
Okay, there's some areola.
Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, it looks like it is just barely, but she's like holding her arms across her chest to like squeeze them together.
Right.
But also holding a thing over. Yeah, okay, there's a little bit of like, yeah, you're right.
Which
you're
is
right.
More than we've ever seen.
It's true.
A female.
And then standing in front of her, facing her with his head to the side, is another dude without a shirt on. And then behind her is a second dude without a shirt on. and I can only assume she's about to get spit roasted.
Oh, yeah. A lot of stuff happens to this bitch.
Okay, so how bets right now, listeners, on how long our under the covers is going to be?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
All right, so here is, and I would have known that this book on Amazon has 14 reviews, and it was given 2.5 stars.
Oh, my God. Is it self-pub? No, it said Siren Publishing.
And you want to know the worst thing? Well, I'm going to tell you guys that later.
Okay, so this is quite possibly the worst rated book.
Yeah.
I
have had read worse books of prose. However, plot-wise, it is probably one of the worst that we've ever read.
No. Yeah. This is, I don't know how I feel about this.
Oh, well, here you go.
Oh,
here's
Jesus.
The description. It's
Sweet
not that long,
God.
So.
No, it's not, actually. Okay. Oh, okay. I'm just going to go ahead and read the tags at the beginning of this first.
Oh, good idea, yeah.
Ménage amour. Erotic paranormal ménage à trois romance. MMF. Mama female. And shapeshifters. So now you know what you're getting into, listeners.
And now you know what Zach likes.
Wow. Which part of that?
He says he just likes it as long as he's involved.
I mean, being involved is my kink. Oh, that's sad. Okay.
When Janice dumps her cheating boyfriend, her hopes for love and a family end along with their romance, and her biological clock is sounding louder than Big Ben.
Because you can have one man and never again.
Her sister-in-law snagged both of her twin brothers.
Okay.
How did Sable catch two gorgeous men?
They're your brothers. Okay, I would not consider, I would not refer to my siblings as gorgeous, but okay.
When she can't hang on to one. But her hopes rise when two drop-dead sexy men walk into her office. Too bad they turn out to be gay.
Hey, we're getting gay here. Nice.
Lycan's Noah and Wade are in Philadelphia on a special mission for their alpha.
I just can't.
Who hopes to increase their dwindling numbers. The wolf shifters never expected to bring a woman into their sexual relationship, especially a human. But one night in bed with Janice changes everything. They believe she may be their mate. But if they go through with their alpha's plan, Janice's family will be destroyed, along with any chance of making her their own.
You could replace the two of them with a single person in this entire description, and it would make sense. So I'm kind of wondering if this is some weird two people, two dicks, two heads, one body kind of situation. Do they have different enough personalities that you can tell the difference between them?
No, you can't. You can't tell the difference between any of the characters.
You cannot convince me otherwise that they are not a horrible conglomerate of
like
and body
not.
Parts.
There's a lot of intersexing.
Acrobatics? What is happening?
Just wait for under the covers.
Okay. I am... Okay, listeners, here are my initial thoughts on this. I'd like to just throw this out there. We really run the gambit on quality of romance novel.
Yeah,
do some really serious ones. We do some fun, silly ones.
Right.
This is so left field bonkers.
Yep.
And I'm
it's
so here
Isn't
for it.
Isn't it me though? I always do. I try to find the craziest ones I can. I really work hard.
Oh God.
Yeah.
And I would also again like to throw this out there. If you are into two dudes on one woman sexy bits, dude, more power to ya.
I think it's
awesome.
So let's get into that a little bit, which is the representation of polyamory, which is really what this is. It doesn't do a good job, I don't think, of polyamory.
Right. And I just like to preface this with we're going to giggle at the ridiculousness of it, but that is kind of the approach that I would like to take to this yes, this is a kink that people have. Does it do a good job of representing
it? No, I don't think so.
Great.
And I am not,
you are not polyamorous.
I'm
to
not
be
polyamorous.
Fair, neither of us are.
I know people who are polyamorous. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that this depicts a healthy polyamorous relationship.
Yeah.
I also think it's, I'll get into the next thing later, but I think the representation of LGBTQ community is not great. And there's one specific reason why, and I will get into it in a little bit. Okay, so our characters
triggers.
Are... Triggers, right. Triggers. Kidnapping. Chloroforming. I know.
Bitsy gets really excited about that.
No, she's into that.
The amount of times I've woken up with her laying across my face, I think she might be.
Just misogyny.
Ooh.
Dose of misogyny.
I love a good healthy dose of misogyny with my morning coffee.
With your morning coffee, it's great, right?
That.
Because I totally wrote notes.
Sarcasm. Oh my God, child.
You are so mad at me right now.
I'm not mad at you. It's just sometimes it makes my editing really hard.
I'm so sorry. But it does make for a really good episode.
It does. Yeah. Margie is weird right now, and it's awesome. You owe me so much wine.
I do. I owe you a lot. I owe you so much. All right. So our characters. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot. So and I want to warn you as well. There's a lot of background that I have to get into just because it's Black Wolf Gorge 3. So, imagine going into Harry Potter, starting a Prisoner of Azkaban.
Right.
Okay. So we have Janice. And she is our main girl character, and she lives in downtown Philly, and she's basically a leasing agent for an apartment building that's what she does. She manages the leasing in this apartment building.
Is there any thinly or otherwise or overtly veiled reference to the Greek god Janus?
No. Well, the two-faced guy?
Yeah.
I think in either Roman or Greek, he's got two faces.
Yeah, the two faces.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Maybe so, just the number two. Oh.
So we have Janus, mm-hmm. and that, I think, blonde hair, and I don't remember what her eyes look like. I'm not worried about it.
Some
okay?
jam.
So, and I'm then sure. her two boys, who we're going to say are both boys. Well,
you maybe. Said misogyny.
I know, but it's not really them. They don't do the misogyny.
Okay.
So we're just going to call them boys. We'll determine at the end what they are. But Noah and Wade.
Okay.
And Noah and Wade are werewolf shifters.
Okay.
And they are part of a pack that lives in New Mexico.
Okay.
And or maybe they're not. I think they're in the pack is in New Mexico. Anyway, it doesn't really matter for the plot. And their pack is dwindling because they were like over half of their population was slaughtered by humans.
Jeez. Okay. Yeah. So okay.
Like, about 10 years ago.
Are humans aware that?
No, they're not aware.
Okay.
They thought that they were just killing like regular wolves.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to say they just thought they were killing regular people.
Regular people.
Wait a minute.
So like their pack is dwindling and they are trying to like have more full-fledged wolf babies in their like.
Okay. So I'm assuming.
In their cult.
I'm assuming that it is in their pack, maybe?
No, it's a cult.
Cult? Cool. Yeah. I'm assuming that, so is a half werewolf, half human baby going to be a full werewolf? Is it like a, they come so out one or the other kind of thing?
Still kind of trying to figure that out. That comes into the plot.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. So those are our three main people. I will introduce more people as we go along, but just so that you get a little
what
background.
What do our two hot hunks of man meat look like?
They have, I want to say they are... have dark hair with bright blue eyes, and okay. that's actually a thing of the pack. So like the whole pack kind of looks,
they got that Irish look,
the same, yeah, which is kind of weird. It's because they all kind of look, they have similar features and stuff like that. So
I am still really getting the vibe of you could have replaced these two people with a single person, right. and it wouldn't have mattered.
Trust me, it matters later.
Okay, fair. Yeah. Besides the sexual conquest,
right,
thing,
yeah,
but like, okay. I feel yeah. like if you have polyamory, you have to do a good job of giving each character a personality.
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, but here's the thing. None of the characters in this book have a great, strong personality,
you know what?
I would say.
Fair.
So I think, and I will say this about the book, the other threesome couple, that's the twin brothers and the mm-hmm. one chick, they seem to be like the important plot point. Like these other three characters are just circling them.
Okay.
It's very strange.
Okay.
All right. So let's just get into it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Let's
we
dive in.
We are the first person we're introduced to is Janus. It's New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
She is with her boyfriend, not boyfriend, Roy, who she knows is kind of a douche canoe. And he's the head of a research reproductive clinic. So he's like a very rich, ritzy guy. Right.
Okay.
He does come into the plot later.
Okay.
So she's kind of like a little depressed. She's not in love with this guy, but she knows that she kind of should be because he's like, he's handsome, he's nice, he's giving her, you know.
Bullshit.
Like, well, but
yes,
you know what I
get
mean?
It.
And
I
she's
it.
Like, and like it says a lot in the book, her biological clock is ticking. She wants to have babies. She wants
yeah.
to get married, make babies,
make many babies.
Make many babies, to quote Big Fat Greek Wedding. So she's there and she's like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but like, I haven't found anyone else yet, so I'm trying to make it work with Roy. So it's like 10 seconds before midnight. Roy is nowhere to be seen. And she's like, fuck, I at least need to kiss him. I'm not going to be the only person, you know, who's not kissing someone on New Year's Eve because it's
$5 says he's kissing someone else.
You are exactly right.
Hey-o!
5 seconds before
bing, bing, bing.
The bell rings for the New Year, Janus sees Roy kiss another woman. And she's like, fuck this noise, I'm out of here. And then
fuck
he like,
this shit,
well,
I'm
so
out.
He actually chases after her.
Uh-huh,
and is
yeah.
like, it didn't mean anything, baby. She kissed me. It means nothing. She doesn't mm-hmm. matter to me. And she's like, you know what? Whatever. It's New Year's Eve. I'm going to let it go. They go home and they have sex. Okay. So that's like your introduction to Janice's character.
Okay.
Right. Right.
Girl, drop that man.
I know.
Like
so
fucking
fast.
Prices at Walmart on Black Friday. Jesus.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
That was a really good joke. So then we switch to something worse.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So we
good.
Just switch to Noah.
Okay.
And Noah is, like I said, he's a member of this wolf pack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, excuse me, cult. And he's currently having sex with a woman.
Wait.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like in the middle of coitus when we're introduced to him.
Mid-coitus,
got
it.
And he is having sex with this woman because his alpha leader told him to get her pregnant because they're trying to like increase the population. They need, quote unquote, more pups. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. But he is gay.
He's gay, so he can't get off. Like, he's having sex with this woman, and he gets her off, but he doesn't get off, and he doesn't come. So, like, you can still get pregnant, but it's way less, you know. And so, like, poor Ayala, this girl that he's having sex with, is, like, berated by the alpha leader because she couldn't get Noah off. This is the beginning of the book. This is chapter 2.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
What, and I cannot stress this enough, the fuck...
So, like, poor, yeah, like, the misogyny man, is so real.
Well, and this man, he's not bisexual. He is gay.
He is gay. And we're going to get into that.
You don't do that.
Right. Well, so, and
oh
here's,
my
like,
God.
Yeah, so the
you don't
alpha
make
leader.
Someone, oh, my
right,
God.
So oh, it gets worse.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, like I said before, Noah, or I don't know if I said this before, but Noah, Wolfpack, Wade, and the Wolfpack are in a relationship,
yes.
Right? They've been together for a while. The alpha leader, Alex, was Noah's first love.
Okay.
So they, like, they still kind of have some, like, sparks going on between them.
Okay.
And so Alex, the alpha leader, but because Alex is the alpha leader, basically he knows. He's like, I can't be in a relationship with anyone. I have too much responsibility. And also, I need to be making some wolf babies, like, mm-hmm. with another wolf woman. And there are way fewer women than there are men left, so they're basically trying to get these women pregnant.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that is very culty.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrifically culty.
Wait.
So
Nexium Wolf Edition.
Okay. So this is horrifying. So Noah is pulled aside. Noah and Wade are both mm-hmm. pulled aside by Alex. He pulls them. What's an office in a cult building? It seems like it should be called something else, doesn't it?
The Inner Sanctum.
The Inner Sanctum. There we go. Okay. So he pulls them into the Inner Sanctum. And he shows a picture of a woman. And they're like, who is this? But she does look like she should be a member of the pack.
Okay.
And this is how Noah handed the picture back. And this is a quote.
Noah handed the picture back and shook his head. Who is she? Alex said, the mother of my pups.
So he's already decided that, like, they're going to kidnap this woman and impregnate her.
Oh, that is a really solid start to any relationship.
Right.
If I don't...
Well, it's not a relationship because he knows that this woman... is already mated.
What?
Yeah.
How?
Okay, so this woman is name is Sable.
Okay.
And Sable is mated to Janice's twin brothers.
So this is her sister, or what? No, her sister-in-law.
So this is the main character, Janice's sister-in-law. And she is married to Janice's twin brothers.
This is
And so
horrifying.
Alex wants to kidnap her and impregnate her to grow their population.
Why?
To grow their population because they're running out. They're dying
out.
Yes,
but why her?
Because she's a full-fledged wolf.
Does she know that?
Yes. She's been on the run.
Okay.
So she like is...
Good.
She, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And that's like another book. So we're not going to get into that.
That's fine.
Right. And her husbands both know that she is
okay, but
werewolf.
They are not.
They are not. They are regular men. And they have actually, so, and here's the other thing. But wait, there's more. Sable has had twin boys with her husbands. And each of the twin boys has a different father from from her husbands. Yeah.
I guess technically that's
it's possible.
Possible.
It's possible. It's just highly, 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 highly unlikely. But they do mention in the book that it's more likely if you are a wolf.
Okay.
Apparently, if you're
you
like
know
a
what?
Werewolf.
Fuck you, biology.
Yeah, fuck you, biology. Okay, so the alpha tells them, you're going to Philadelphia and you are going to meet up with Roy, who happens to also be a werewolf.
What is happening?
So the fertility doctor that Janice was hanging out with, right, was dating, is... a werewolf. And the reason why Roy has been dating Janice is because he wants information on Sable and her husbands.
Okay, hang on. Let
alpha.
Me go put my...
Yeah, cork boards, right?
My pins in my cork board. String some red yarn and we're
Let's
good.
Let's pause for a second. Is this clear?
Yes.
As it can be.
As clear as it can
be. Do you have questions?
None relating to the plot yet. Okay. But okay. I do have questions. Okay.
All right. I do not blame you for that.
Oh my God.
So we move on to the next chapter. Wade and Noah have come into the city, into Philadelphia.
Hey, would you mind going to Philadelphia and bringing me back this woman? And, you know, while you're at it, I am really craving a cheesesteak.
Just, can you just, like, throw her in the back and then maybe pick up a cheesesteak on the way?
Yeah, it's fine.
And a milkshake. Milkshake.
Yeah, extra cheese. Extra whiz, please.
Yeah. So, we get back to Noah and Wade. They're now in Philadelphia, and they have actually they have decided that they're also going to kind of like start trying to get closer to Janice to get more information about Sable.
Okay.
And so they show up at her leasing office and are like, we want to lease an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
We have cash. And she's like, cool, do you have a reference? And they're like, Roy.
Oh no.
Because that's like the first person that they thought of. And she's actually like fine with it, because at this point she and Roy are like not great, but they're like dating again.
Okay.
And so she's like, that's fine. But what your question?
That is in direct conflict with the description on the back of the book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the real thing between them is coming.
Okay.
The
problem
with them is coming. Hey,
sorry.
So, oh yeah, just wait.
Coming.
So Wade is like, thinks that Janice is gorgeous and all that, but he's not attracted to her at all. Noah is super attracted to her from the moment like they meet in the office. Like the sexual chemistry is just flying between them, and Wade does not like it.
Okay.
Can't imagine why.
Right?
Right. Like, and it's like flirting with her, and Wade is like, what the fuck is going on? So, but she leases them an apartment.
Okay.
And Wade and Noah, once they're by themselves, like, Wade is kind of like, hey, you were flirting with her. And Noah's like, babe, you know I only got eyes for you. And they 69.
All right. You know what? Okay.
In an apartment with no furniture, just on the hardwood floor.
These aren't people, they're robots. You were flirting with her. Baby, you know I only have eyes for you. It is time to 69 on this floor.
Okay.
I don't know if you fully I don't know if you fully appreciated my robot sex noises.
I loved it. Do you want a really bad quote?
Yes.
So this is about Janice.
Mm-hmm.
Her fair coloring made her seem...
Oh, seen, excuse me. But there's a typo. It was supposed to be seem.
Made her seem fragile and in need of protection, even though she tried to look so businesslike and confident in her gray suit and high-necked white blouse. Another difference. Lycan woman...
Lycan is werewolf.
Yeah.
Lycan women weren't involved in business of any kind. Their only concern was making babies.
Oh my God.
All right.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Their delicate constitution is not suited to the high stress world of business.
All right. So Janice, we cut back to Janice, who cannot stop thinking about Wade and Noah and how sexy they are and how attractive they are and all this
is
stuff.
Is she Polly?
She must be.
Yeah.
She must be, because she's...
So then is Noah bi? Okay, sorry. Jumping the gun.
Yeah, jumping the gun.
Jumping the wolf.
Just a little bit. So, and I will, it's at the right time that I will explain it, I promise. So, because I have a lot of thoughts on that.
Oh, good.
So she is like horny. She's like, I need some sex. I need to like get with someone. I don't care who. So she's like, you know what? I'm going to go surprise Roy for lunch.
He's with someone else.
And he is.
Ha!
So the secretary is blowing him under the desk.
Dude, Roy is a fuck boy. Not like on the scale of like boy to our boy, all that stuff.
He's just a fuck boy. And so he like tries to shrug it off again, because he tells her, he's like, you don't like to get blowed out jobs, and she does.
God.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right.
No, so. Baby, I only have eyes for you.
So, So she's like really, Janice is really upset, and she goes back home, and that's where Noah and Wade find her. So they knock on her door.
How did they find her home?
Well, they know. Oh, they actually explain that they live in this. So she lives in that apartment building that she leased to. She leased an apartment for them too. And they're like, oh, your name was on your mailbox. So we knew what number you were in.
Yeah, your name was on your mailbox. We went and looked at every single mailbox to make sure.
Yep.
We knew.
So so they knock on her door. They can tell that she's kind of upset. So and they're like, hey, can we hang out and you can help us like pick out furniture? Because they're just trying to get closer to her because they want to get the Sable, right? And she's like, you know, right now is not really a good time. And they're like, but they're really, really pushy.
That's not a normal human. Hello. Yes, you're my leasing agent. Do you want to just like hang out with two men that you don't know and help us pick up furniture?
Let's see here. I'm not trying to defend the book. I'm just trying to like, they say, quote unquote,
Noah and I thought you might clue us in on life in the big city. You know, direct us to the best places to buy furniture, that kind of thing.
Okay, all right. That is a more human-like
human-like response, right?
Noah and I. I'm sorry.
No, it's totally fine.
These are
not real people.
This is my pictures of Spider-Man. I hope nobody hates my robot voice because you're gonna hear a lot of it.
Good. I can't wait. Okay, so so she says,
I'm sorry, maybe another time. I'm afraid I wouldn't be very good company tonight.
And then I'm gonna quote this, right? So I'm still reading from the book.
Noah's mind raced with possibilities. A distressed woman would be easier to manipulate. If he and Wade turned on their wolfish charm and gained her confidence, they might find out more. Even better if it came to that. It wouldn't be the first time they fucked for the good of the clan. Surprise, Noah found himself thinking that fucking Miss Outlaw,
which is her last name, Outlaw is her last name,
would not be a hardship.
What is happening? This isn't real. There's no way this is real.
So she had, so they get her to have a drink with them. So they drink a little bit of red wine.
Well, yeah, because she's distressed and thus easier to manipulate.
And they order dinner. They order some pizza together. And they're drinking this wine and they got her a little buzzed, right? And so now she starts to kind of like fess up about Sable and her brothers.
I would like to reiterate, these two strangers.
Yeah, these two strangers. She does not know.
No.
So then they're like getting into the topic of like, so this woman is married to both of your brothers. And Janice's like, yes, I know it's weird, but like they're all really happy. It seems to work for them. I have two little nephews thanks to it. And they actually have different fathers. So like she's giving away a lot of information.
Okay.
Like, confirming a lot of this information. I mean, like, she thinks that they're just two gay guys who came and, you know, are, you know, spending some time with her. I know it's sketchy because we know that it's sketchy, but like,
I think this is sketchy no matter what the situation is, but
it's weird. It's all weird.
Yes.
So then it kind of gets into, all right, I'm just going to read this. All right.
How do you feel about that? Noah murmured. Do they disapprove? Not at all. They're happy. That's the important thing. Do you think you could do that? Make love to two men, I mean? Noah looked at her through slitted eyes. The familiar tightening in his groin surprised him. His cock had grown hard. Janice flushed red. I don't know that she makes love to both of them at the same time. It's really none of my business. I didn't ask about her. I asked about you. She might think of none of her business, but the scent of her arousal told him the idea intrigued her. Her reactions intrigued him.
I'm not in any way into this.
No, I'm not either.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Well, I mean, not good. Like, again, if you're into it, cool.
If you're into it,
just,
it's fine.
This is a bad example of this.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, so, and here, I'm going to preface this scene. Okay. No, I'll just tell. They have sex. The three of them have sex. But, and we will get into it, but there's a couple things I want to get into first.
Okay.
One is I think that this kind of contributes to that idea of, so sexuality is a sliding scale.
Sure.
We know that. Sexuality is a sliding scale. However, the likelihood that suddenly two very gay men who have been gay, you know, if I'm going to assume like most of their lives.
Well, I mean, they've always been gay, but
they've
figured
always
out.
Been gay,
yeah.
But then there's this one magical woman.
That's what I'm because like they have had. So
they've had other. But I think that it's kind of like that thing. It's the reversal of There's that porn out there where lesbian women will be screaming for cock.
Right.
Which is not a thing. It's not real. So that's what this reminds me of.
It's a very interesting flipping on its head of the whole, well, you're bisexual, you just haven't found the right dick yet.
Right.
It's like the exact, it's like that flipped where it's like, oh, you're gay, you just haven't found the right vagina
yet. And it's really not okay.
No.
It's just like, it's not.
In any way.
And the other thing is, if they had the conversation about it in the book of like, yeah, I'm super surprised. I never expected to feel this type of attraction to a woman before and all this stuff. Maybe that would have made it more okay. But
even then, not great.
Not great. And they don't talk about it.
Yeah. And I'm assuming, like, I thought Wade was jealous of Noah. Why
is
he suddenly okay with this?
I have no idea. All of a sudden, he just comes up from behind her and, like, grabs her waist and starts kissing her neck and is, like, into it. And I'm like, what?
Where did that come
from? Where did that come from? It came out of nowhere.
I mean, to be fair, this sex scene came out of nowhere, too.
It came out of nowhere.
Choo-choo, motherfucker.
Yeah, choo-choo, motherfucker. Can I get into one specific of the sex scene?
Should we save it for Under the Covers?
We should save it for Under the Covers. Just know. I am not sure if this is physically possible.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I just, you know.
Awesome.
I don't know. So they have sex, right? The three of them have sex at night. And it is like, they all describe it as like amazing and magical and all this stuff.
Okay.
Like, unbelievable.
Great. That escalated very quickly.
It escalates so quickly. Man, and it's really long.
Oh my god, I'm just watching you swiping on your phone.
After the sex, Wade and Noah leave pretty early in the morning because they have to go and kidnap someone.
Oh,
they're very
right.
busy.
Right, yeah.
Go kidnap someone outside of
Philly.
They're
on a tight schedule.
Right. So they...
yeah, babe,
I'd
love...
tight.
Thank you, I was thinking that too. Babe, I'd love to stay for breakfast, but I just... The whole reason I came to Philly was to kidnap someone and, you know. Oh, and the cheesesteaks.
Thanks for all that information.
Yeah, thank
about
you.
About the person that we need
Thank you
to
for
go
the information,
kidnap.
The sex.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.
So Janice is kind of left feeling bereft because she heard too
hey,
hot.
Hey, good word.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hot wolf lovers.
She doesn't know they're wolves yet.
She does not know they're wolves yet, but we know. But her two hot gay lovers have left her. And she's like, oh.
One would assume no longer gay, magically.
Magically.
Yes.
Yeah. Because that's, they just hadn't found the right vagina yet. And luckily, the vagina that works for the, one vagina works for both of them.
You know, sometimes two keys fit the same lock.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I couldn't say that with a straight
Rachel,
face.
Rachel, welcome to hell. Now you're in
that
our
is
boat.
The backtracking of this entire goddamn book.
Okay, all right, all right. So
healthy. I love a healthy dose of feminism in the morning.
Janice is depressed, so she decides, you know what? I'm actually going to leave the city and go back into wherever the fuck her brothers and sister-in-law are. I'm just going to go and
oh,
see
she's
going to
go help with the kidnap.
Well, she's not going to help with the kidnap, but she's going to. She just kind of is like feeling sad and lonely. And it's like I'm just going to go home. So
wait, you mean some people go to their family when they're feeling sad?
What the fuck is with that?
What the hell?
There's another detail in this book that I forgot to mention. Janice and her brother's parents were murdered by wolves. So, Janice, after they've all eaten dinner together, is doing the dishes for everyone, and she looks through the window of, like, through the kitchen window and sees four wolf eyes outside the window.
Okay. So she's with her family now?
She's with her family now.
When I was little, wolves murdered my parents. Now I am become Wolfman. What is wrong with us today?
No. It's this book.
I think it
it's
might
this
be.
It's book. Okay.
It's the combination of that book and us not seeing each other in like 2 months.
Oh my god, it's been too long. Okay, all right. Let's crack right back into it.
Fuck.
Why the
crack
fuck
is
not?
About the way we're acting right now.
Okay, all right. So Janice is like,
they've come back for me. They've tasted blood.
Jude. Okay, so her brother's name are Jude and Jonas. I should have mentioned that earlier.
So you have Jude, Jonas, and Janice.
Yeah, Jude,
the
Jonas,
fuck?
And Janice. So Jude and Jonas, they take their rifles and they go out to check out if there's anything out there.
In downtown Philly?
Well, they're not in Philly anymore. They're in the countryside.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
So, and Sable's like, please be careful. Please don't shoot unless you have to. And Janice is like, they're wolves. Kill them.
You know what? I'm just going to leave it.
We're going to species, guys.
Keep rolling with it. Right. I'm going to comment on nothing with this.
All right. So the next day, we cut to Noah and Wade, who are like sleeping in a cave together because they're wolves. And it's fine with them. And they're like, hey, I really don't feel comfortable with this whole kidnapping thing anymore. I'm really not about this, especially now that Janice is there. I'm really upset about it. I don't want to do it. And they're like, yeah, but the alpha. So they're like, I guess we're doing this. Guess we're doing some kidnapping. Because now that they see that this woman has a family,
okay,
and are committed to her mates, they're like, should we do this?
Moral dilemma.
Moral dilemma. But they do decide to go along with it. Don't worry.
I'm really having second thoughts about actively kidnapping a mother of two children. You know,
babe,
what?
What do you think?
I'm over it.
You know what? The 69ing that we did? I feel better now. I don't know. I don't remember if they actually had sex. Okay. I don't remember.
In the cave? In wolf form?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope not, because I would not want to read that sex scene. I wouldn't want to.
I honestly thought at one point in this book that was going to happen.
Damn it. Honestly, I kind of wish it did.
No. No,
I don't, but no, just no, to have it actually no, have happened.
No, 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 no.
At least they don't.
I watched Beauty and the Beast and had thoughts too, okay? But like, no.
At least they don't have barbed penises.
Oh God, like, no, no, no. Oh
like
God, shut up.
The lost episode.
Shut up. All right. All right. Here we go. So the next day, Jude or Jonas is a scientist and he's like working in his lab. He's got a lab.
Okay. Sure. Tracks. Why? Okay.
The other brother is going to go to the stables that they also own, take care of the horses, muck out and do all that stuff.
Okay.
And Janice decides to join him.
Horses. So. Famously fans of wolves.
Yes. Well, right. So Janice goes and joins him. At that time, Noah and Wade do come into the house. They chloroform Sable, and they actually take her babies as well. So they kidnap the children, and they get them on a private plane, and they are headed back to Philly.
That was fast.
Very fast. So that kidnapping like went like boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
Well, not
without a hitch.
They're not. They kidnapped them back to New Mexico. So they're on a plane to New Mexico now.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's that's great. So Jude, Jonas, and Janice come back to the house and they know that the babies and Sable are gone, like they've been kidnapped.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
so
okay,
they're putting like they're okay, putting two and two together to make five, because that's the way this plot goes.
You should be proud of me at how little I am saying about how little sense this makes.
Right. It makes zero sense. And so they've kidnapped her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And her children.
Uh-huh.
They're on a plane to back to New Mexico.
Natch. How do they have the money for a private plane?
Apparently this cult has tons of money.
It is a cult.
We've never heard of that before. No. Scientology. So
but with wolves.
Excuse me, it's a religion. Scientology's a religion. Excuse me. So anyway, so they're headed back, and Jonas, that's it. Go back to the house, and they're like, Sable's been kidnapped, the baby's been kidnapped. Oh no, what are we gonna do?
Logical mental jump.
Well, so Janice actually makes a logical jump too. We need to call the police.
Good girl.
But her brothers are like, hey, sit down, we need to tell you something.
Oh no.
And Janice is like, what is it? And they're like, well, we can't call the police because Sable is a werewolf. And we think the reason why someone took her is probably because they want her DNA or something like that, because they want to like reproduce the wolf, whatever, or something like that. Like they want her bio data, basically, right? And her children's bio data.
Okay.
So they call this guy, they call this guy Malcolm, who's also a local wolf shifter who lives nearby.
I need to know how she took this information.
She was kind of like, she didn't believe them, but she was like, okay. Like, and then, so then they call this guy Malcolm nearby, and they're like, Sable's been kidnapped, and Malcolm comes over right away, and he actually turns into a wolf in front of her.
Okay.
So Janice is like, guess this is real? This is a thing?
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just gonna roll with it. We're just at this point, we're rolling with it.
So Malcolm is like, she was definitely kidnapped by some wolves, and so then they're kind of like, how did they figure out she was here? Like, we need to go back to the beginning. And so they extrapolate somehow, because 2 + 2 = 5.
Uh-huh.
No, actually, excuse me, 2 + 2 = 9 at this point.
Because, no, 2 + 2 = 3.
Scandalous. So 2 + 2 = 3. They extrapolate that Roy is somehow connected to this whole plan, right? And so it's agreed that Jude, Jonas, and Janice are going to head back to Philly, and they're going to basically try to entrap Roy so that Roy will lead them to where Sable is.
Okay. Sure. Keep chugging along. Right. Choo-choo, so, motherfucker.
They get back to Philly and they come up with this plan that, what's her name? Janice calls Roy and says, hey, I really need your help with something. Can I come to your office? And he's like, sure. And
because so she calls, because she doesn't want to walk in on him getting a blowy again.
I can't blame her. And she's like, you know what? The past, which should have been his first red flag that something was up when she called, you know, the past, whatever.
He has a history of assuming she's just going to be fine with it.
And so she goes into his office. I can't remember if she goes in. I think she actually just calls him. She calls him and says, hey, I've got a friend who really needs some help. She's trying to get away from this guy. An abuser. She's pregnant and she wants to terminate the pregnancy. Oh, by the way, she's got these features that kind of look werewolfy. So can you help her somehow? So Roy is very interested because he thinks that Janice has found another werewolf chick, and he's like, great, awesome. Hey, can your friend stop by tonight and I can see if I can help her somehow? And Janice is like,
yes,
perfect.
Because
sounds
I am
great.
Personally the one person that handles terminating pregnancies. Hey, y'all. I'll give money to Planned Parenthood,
right,
shall
exactly.
we?
And he asks that. He's like, why doesn't she like go to a clinic or something like that? And Janice comes up with this really like weird excuse.
Okay. Well, yeah, because none of the rest of this book has been weird.
And this all comes with, like, I want you to know, a backdrop of like covering up scents, because she doesn't want certain wolfy, they don't want certain wolfy scents around, so the Roy will pick up on them, right? I am glossing over all of that.
Yeah, please okay, do. Yeah. Because we would be here for
forever.
Days. Oh,
so
God.
Roy shows up that night and he's like, hey, where's your friend? And
does this rag smell like chloroform to you?
And Janice is like, she's going to call me and then I'll tell her whether, you know, because she's kind of in a weird situation right now, and then she'll decide if she wants to come up.
Sure.
So Janice is like, in the meantime, why don't you have a glass of wine? And of course, Roy is an idiot and says, sure. And she drugs his wine.
Okay.
Yeah. And so,
you said that we are over halfway through this book.
Yeah, we are.
This romance novel has involved our girl and the two main leads seeing each other twice. And one of those times was for sex.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just throwing that out there.
So eventually they try to question Roy once he wakes up, the werewolves and the werewolf and the twin brothers, right, about where Sable is.
Yeah.
They don't really get much off of him, but one of the brothers manages to hack into the mainframe of Roy's computer and get into his email, and therefore find out that they're probably in New Mexico.
Boy, so. I'm really wishing I'd brought in some sort of book or something to just beat my head against during this book.
We switch back to actually the alpha, Alex.
Why not?
Who is back? Weird. So now we are in New Mexico. We're on the compound of this wolf cult.
The compound.
You know it's bad if they call it a compound. Oh, so we're at the compound, God. And he is having some serious like problems with kidnapping this woman, because now he sees her distress is right in front of him, Like, she has no he had fantasized in his mind that once she got back to her pack, to her quote unquote people, that she would be like, oh, this is where I belong. It's all cool now. And she's not. Like, she's like, no, where are my husbands?
Alex has a lot of problems.
He has a lot of problems.
Okay.
So he separates. And one thing, the horrible thing that he does is he separates Sable from her twins.
Something, separating parents from children. Continue.
We've heard that before. Yeah, so he separates a mother from her children.
Right.
And tells the mother, get with the program or I will kill your babies.
We will be here for days. Just keep going. Just keep going.
But he, like... So he's having second thoughts. He's like, okay, this is probably not the best thing that I should have done.
He has this human emotions.
He has human emotions. And he talks to Wade and Noah about it. Well, so he goes in and sees the kids first, and he sees that they're crying. They're upset. Like, they want to be with their mother. They're, like, freaking out.
No shit, Sherlock.
You know, I don't know if you guys know this, but separating a parent or a child from their parent is horrifically psychologically damaging for a very long time.
I had no idea.
That's
strange.
And he tells, like, he tells one of the wolf women, who of course she's with the babies because only women can take care of babies,
oh, naturally,
to return the children to their mother. And he's like, okay,
what a good person.
I guess I did the wrong thing. And he goes to Wade and Noah, and he's like, okay, get her out of here. I don't want her here. I want to return her. This was a dumb idea.
This entire plot is based on a take-backsies rule. Kidnap the woman. I don't want her anymore. That's the plot.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
So the mother is returned to her children. They begin to plan how they're going to get her back to the outskirts
None
of Philly.
None of this has anything. No, it has nothing to do with a relationship between these two men and this woman.
All right, we're getting back to that.
Okay, yeah. Almost at the end of the book.
At the same time as this is happening, Jude, Janice, Jonas, and Malcolm.
Bingo.
Malcolm. are planning to break into the compound. And they do not succeed. They are all kidnapped and brought inside the compound.
Yo, dog.
I hear you like kidnapping.
How about we kidnap... Oh my god.
So Sable is actually reunited with her children and with her husband.
Oh, good.
So that happy family is back together. And this is when Janice, I don't remember how, but she knew that Wade and Noah were involved in all of this. Like, they had put that all together, probably from Roy somehow.
Sure.
So she knew that they were involved. But so then Alex the Alpha comes into the room with Noah and Wade. So we have in the room, right, this one little room, Janice, Malcolm, Sable, Jude, Jonas, Alex the Alpha, Wade, and Noah. Okay? Eight characters. You got this?
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Is he a werewolf?
Yes.
Okay. Click, 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 click. I'm guessing does he look like a bitch?
Yes.
As we sit here and play Guess Who with our room full of people.
Right. Okay, so Alex tells the family. So,
uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
When I reference
yes.
the family? Tells the family, you can leave, but Janice has to stay. And Wade and Noah are like, what? And he's like, yeah, your family can go free if Janice stays.
Alex, I feel like something happened in your life when you were younger. Maybe
his whole family was slaughtered right in front of him.
Yeah, that'll fuck you up.
Yeah, that'll fuck you up.
All right, continue.
So, and he tells Janice, you have until morning to decide. Otherwise, like, something terrible is going to happen, basically.
Okay,
I don't
sure.
remember what. It doesn't really matter. The next part is what matters. So Janice is separated from everybody else.
Okay.
And the girl tells her that she's taking her to her own room. No, she takes her to, like, this, like,
Sex dungeon?
Not a sex dungeon. Oh. Like a steam bathroom? Like there's this giant pool and it's steamy and hot.
Oh, so she can be baptized into the cult. Great.
So she goes in there and she's like, you know, a bath doesn't sound half bad. Why the fuck not?
Sex in the bathtub.
Yes.
Got it.
So she's sitting in the bathtub. She's thinking about Noah and Wade. She's getting all hot and bothered. And when a wolf walks up to her.
She is in the middle of a kidnapping. This is 365 DNI all over again.
So she walks up with wolves.
God, I didn't think that could get worse. Apparently it can.
So a wolf walks up to her while she's in the pool. And she's like, oh, fuck. But she knows it's Noah, so she feels safe. It's fine. And she's like, I don't know, her heart aura. her heart chakra.
She has her heart chakra. She has her chakras aligned with wolf chakras. There are more wolf chakras than human chakras.
So Wade comes up then behind her naked. And
do we have human-on-human-on-wolf action?
No.
Damn it.
So he's like, oh, he just wants you to be comfortable in his wolf form. So they explain to her, hey, guess what? We've both mated with you. And she's like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, they've marked her. So she has this, like, weird bite mark on her neck that she's had since they had sex together. And they're like, guess what?
You had no choice in the matter. Romance.
We've mated with you. You're, like, in wolf terms, that means you're our wife now. But we will let you go home if you don't want to stay here. If you don't want to stay here, you and the family will go
home. Good for you.
We talked about it with Alex. Like, you have a choice. You don't have to stay here. And she's like, really? I want to go home. And then they have sex.
Is that the end of the book?
No.
Okay.
It's almost over. It's so close. So they have sex in the steam room. The next morning, she wakes up really early. And, like, gets cleaned up and sees her family again and says, we're all going home. We've worked it out. It's okay.
Yeah, they worked it out.
Yeah, they sure did. Oh, they worked something. In fact, a couple of things. And they actually head to breakfast with, like, the alpha leader Noah and Wade. Mm-hmm. And the Sable and the brothers can tell that there's something going on with Janice. And Janice isn't saying anything. They just notice that she's really sad and depressed. And so, like, Janice, like, gets really over emotional and runs out of the room and is like, I can't deal with this. I can't. Like,
she is a woman.
She is a woman.
Right.
Her ovaries were just, like, bouncing.
Or, it's the uterus.
It's the uterus, yes. Excuse me, which is bouncing everywhere across her body. And so she, like, goes outside to get a breath of fresh air because she's allowed to do that now. And actually, Alex is the one who follows her and says, like, hey, I know the choice you made, but I don't think it's the right choice. And I think you should stay here with us. I think you'll be happier here. Like, they've chosen you to be their mate.
That's a really good point. And I think I am going to listen to the psychopath that kidnapped my sister and her children and then separated them and then also said that I couldn't leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, seems like a trustworthy person to believe.
Well, that's pretty much her thought, too. So she packs up her stuff. She and the family get ready to leave. And at the very, 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 very last minute, she turns around and runs into Noah and Wade's arms and stays there. And is like, nope, I'm staying here. I love these two men. I can't leave them. And Jonas and Jude are like, what the fuck is happening? What are you talking about? Because they had no idea that she was, like, in a sexual relationship at all with these two men. And she's like, no, it's totally cool. Sable, can you explain it to them? And Sable's like, I got you, girl. It's fine. Like, she'll be fine here. Don't worry. Her men will protect her.
Is that the end of the book? Please tell me that's the end of the book.
It is. So there's, like, one more sex scene between the three.
Seven. We're at seven.
We're at seven. So there's one more sex scene. And basically they all tell each other that they love each other in this throuple.
They have been together.
For like 2 weeks.
They have had. No. They have had interactions 3 times. Mm-hmm. 2 of them were sex. Before she said that she loved them.
Right.
No one else has known about this.
Right.
This is. They weren't even in the same half of the country for half of this book.
Right.
What?
So here, let's just get to the last. Let me get to the last few pages.
No, I got it.
Well, I want to make sure I'm not missing anything.
Well, this is, oh my God.
Oh yeah. So, yeah, they, it's really weird too, because they tell her, they're like, we want you to stay. We want you to stay. And she's like, but then she, later on, she like second guesses it. She's like, but they love each other. They don't love me.
Did they ever discuss, them magically being interested in this woman?
One woman.
And also Wade magically not being jealous anymore?
Not that I recall. I mean, like, the we'll get into it in under the covers.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So, do you want to ask me about this book, Rachel?
No, because I never want to think about it again. I cannot I just, like, cannot fathom. One, the lack of emotional connection between anybody in this book.
Right.
The thought process that went into kidnapping someone and then magically deciding, nah. The
kidnapping someone, deciding, nah, I'm not gonna rape this person to impregnate her. Like, that seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, like, I was on board with it before, but now that I see her,
also,
it just seems like a lot of work.
He's gay! He was in a relationship with Noah, and
that's right!
So I don't know if he's gay or bisexual, but, like, I'm pretty sure Alex is also gay. Oh, yeah, because Alex is also sleeping with Roy.
What?
Yes. Yes.
I know that at the beginning of each episode we say we're going to unpack what the fuck just happened. I legitimately think this is too much to unpack. We can all... Okay, listeners. In lieu of going through and fully breaking down everything, I'm just going to give y'all the cliff notes of here is Rachel's list of things that we can all agree on. Women are people.
Yeah.
You need to have an emotional connection with someone before you probably can say that you love them.
Yes.
Said person that you have an emotional...
Or persons
who you have an emotional connection with and love... must have a personality of some kind. Rape is bad.
Kidnapping is bad.
Kidnapping is bad.
Separating children from their parents is bad.
Yes. And
sexuality is a spectrum. However, finally, it is not an on and off switch. You don't just magically become attracted to one person of the opposite gender. I'm not going to speak for everyone. I'm just going to say, usually, that's not how it works. It's not like all of your heterosexuality is concentrated in one person.
Baby.
Do you realize how much how much Britney Spears would be mobbed by the gays if that was true?
Baby, I love
you. She already is mobbed by the gays.
Baby, I love you. I'm so gay for you. Oh, shit, I'm bisexual now. Excuse me, let me just do my clap-on bisexuality.
I am straight for one person.
I have the clap-on gay. Thus ends the list.
Yes.
I still don't think these are two separate humans. I think the only reason that they split into two people was for the kinky sex.
Yeah, well, it's for the kinky sex. I feel like I just read someone's really, really, really bad fan fiction. Like, and luckily, I'm not friends with the author, so I don't have to be nice to her.
This is my polyamorous lichen Scientology fan fiction.
God damn it, Rachel. When did you write this? Wait a minute. You didn't write this. Zach!
Look, it was a long night. There was a lot of alcohol involved. I was getting into some deep shit.
You got it deep. Real deep.
How many holes? All of them? The mystical fifth hole? Were they jousting?
You'll see. Listeners, please meet us in Under the Covers.
Okay. Our two guys.
Oh, right. Can we rate them at the same?
Yeah.
One.
Okay. Our girl?
One.
I'm sorry. The boys, which was a one.
Girl.
I'm going to just girl.
Girl.
One.
One.
Plot?
-4.
The sex?
Do I have to rate the sex?
Yes. You must rate the sex.
Oh, gods.
Oh, zero. Baby.
Zero. Now it's like less than that. It's like negative two now.
Oh, God.
There's just this particular part of the sex that I will get into that is like, oh, no.
Overall?
I mean, zero.
Yeah.
Like, zero.
It's real bad.
I lost brain cells reading this book. Like, they, and when I say lost, I mean, like, they were reading this and were like, this is the end. We're jumping. Like, we're jumping off the cliff. We're sacrificing ourselves.
I'm so glad we have wine for tonight.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. This was so bad.
Yeah, this was really bad.
But also, damn entertaining.
Hilarious.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
I cannot wait to listen to this episode.
It's going to be so good. So what were you consuming in the off times?
So I am still just totally a slut for TikTok. Like, yeah. Just a hoe for TikTok. But also I've been reading House of Leaves, which it's my third time trying to read this book.
We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah. And it's really, really good. It's I think it's like one of those though where it's like some books are meant to be like thoroughly digested and you really have to like get yourself into it every time you open the book. You can't just like have, you know, like this book I was like reading like, okay, let's just get the fuck through this. That book you gotta like really gnaw on.
That's how I feel with Erin Morgenstern's second book.
Right.
Yeah.
So I've been reading that right now. I do have a big stack. I'm still working through this like big stack of library books I got like in September. So
nice.
Yeah, and that's
nice.
That's really all I got. We have a new president, which is awesome. Still kind of riding that high.
Yeah. Still pretty good.
Yeah, still pretty good.
And we're gonna spend our evening
hobbiting,
having a hobbit feast and watching Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. So, hey guys, thank you for going on this fucking wild ass ride. Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I was a part of this.
It's a lot. So, and if you're going to join us for Under the Covers, get ready. It's going to be a really good one.
Strap the fuck in.
Get your strap.
Get your strap the fuck on.
Yeah. Get it ready. All right. Let's see.
We love you all. Thank you, Aylin Ariu, for the use of your song, Oh Love, off the album Beheld. And hey, thank you guys for listening.
We'll see you soon.
We'll see you in 2 weeks or Under the Covers.
Bye.
Corvus Audio presents Cold Storage.
Hi, this is Savannah, one of the producers of Cold Storage. Thank you so much for listening to our trailer, and we hope that you will subscribe so that you can be notified as soon as our first episode is released. If you're looking for more information about Cold Storage, you can check our description for links to our social media, website, and Ko-fi page. Thanks again, and we'll see you November 25th.